Award-winning cartoonist Keith Knight's focus on racial profiling, police brutality, and race relations have many pegging him as a social activist. Knight draws and narrates three different platforms. His K Chronicles is a weekly multi-panel, Think is a weekly single panel, The Nightlife is his daily comic strip, and one he says is his most personal, as it's based on his family. Knight will hold a community event at Illinois Wesleyan University tonight at 7 at the Hanson Student Center. He tells GLT the majority of his sketches has become overtly political.
Political in the fact that I am a black man, you know, talking about this stuff freely, and I haven't been taken out yet. So in a certain way, I guess that's political in of itself. But, you know, my main goal in creating these comic strips is telling my own story, because what happens, and I urge this with everybody, that in you know, through comic strips, through writing, through spoken word, through any type of art, singing, whatever, tell your own story, because other people will tell it for you, and they'll get it wrong. And you know, I was raised on seeing images of people that look like me in a certain way, and realizing that, you know, the people putting out those images don't have my best interest in mind. So for me, it was super important. You know, I was a hip hop fan growing up, and every time I heard someone talk about hip hop fans, that they were gang members, that they were this, they were that, and I was like, wow, that doesn't reflect any of my friends and family who are fans of hip hop, but also are fans of other music, who are politically aware, who are smart, who have not been to jail, and all that, those type of things. And I knew that reflected most of the people that are out there. And so it was important for me to create this stuff. In many ways, now that I have kids, I see that what I'm creating is hopefully an archive for them to look back on, and hopefully learn some of the stuff that I learned at an older age. Hopefully they'll learn at a much younger age that this is what you're up against. This is what you got to deal with. The short answer is, yeah, most of my stuff is political in one way, shape, or form.
What you're saying makes me think of a couple of things, two different thoughts along the same line. Number one, I want to go back to your perception of yourself, or at least how you feel black people were portrayed when you were growing up. I can't tell you how many black, especially males, tell me that when they were growing up, they just knew they were going to be an athlete, they were going to be a musician, or they were going to be in prison. I'm wondering if a lot of white people really don't understand the message that comes across in the media, and probably in real life as well, and how it affects probably especially young black males.
Well, it affects everybody, just everybody different ways. But yeah, if people listening right now just take a mild peruse through your either Facebook feed or just through online, if you're looking for any sort of information online, and count the number of mugshot photos of black males that you see. I've actually gone to my local news station, to their office, and just said, like, why do you always post all these, and they're people that just get arrested. They're not guilty of anything, but they got arrested, but just constant mugshots of black and brown people. And I said, like, you're creating this image for every one of these that you show. You should have four or five images of black and brown people doing something else, which, of course, they don't. They don't have those images. And it's like, oh, well, you know, that's what the police send us. And I see that they also send like generic, there's like generic police car photos and stuff that they post when they don't have any mugshots. And I said, you should be posting more of those and less of these mugshots, because people don't read this stuff. They just sort of casually see this stuff, and it just embeds into their heads.
What kind of feedback do you get from these media outlets when you express those ideas to them?
Well, this guy said, well, you know, if people just came and like came to work for us and did this, you know, so what I've been doing is sending this guy. I said, I can't work for you. You know, I've got plenty of stuff that I have to do, but I will send you information about people of color doing things in this area that are not just, you know, suspects or whatever. So I constantly send him you know, stuff about businesses and folks who own restaurants and artists. I live in the Research Triangle of North Carolina. So there are two great universities here, UNC and Duke, and there's so much stuff going on here. Basically, what it is, you know, these places are understaffed and they're just doing the easy stuff. They're doing the lazy stuff. And I guess what I'm trying to do with my slideshow and with my presentations is to get people to understand that it's easy to be racist. It's easy to be sexist. It's easy not to pick up trash on the ground. You know, what I'm asking people to do is the stuff that's a little bit harder to go above and beyond, and because we have to change. We have to do the right thing. And sometimes the right thing isn't as easy.